Okay, call the order, the Clay Street Cemetery Commission to order on June 4th, 2025 at 5:02 p.m. Roll call, please.
George Dalton?
Here.
Jess Desmond? Not here. Aldine Kilborn?
Here.
Janet Richardson?
Here.
Julie Jones? I don't see Karen Erickson. I don't see no one's on Zoom. Amy Stratman?
Here.
And Jeremiah Cotter, I do not see.
We do have a quorum. Approval of regular meeting minutes, May 7th. Did anybody see any errors or corrections?
I did not.
Anybody?
I did that entirely from memory and notes because the next morning I went to go play my recording and it was silence.
Oh.
As crummy as that was, Danny was glad that I found that out before the next council meeting.
Yes.
Because it wasn't a me problem, it was the technology here.
Can I get a motion to approve the minutes from May 7th as presented?
So moved, Janet.
I second it.
All those in favor approving the minutes?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Passes. Approval of the agenda. There are probably things under the various things, but we'll just go with unless somebody has something additional they want to add to the agenda. Anybody? If not, can I get approval of the agenda, please?
Move to approve.
Second, Janet.
All those in favor of the agenda as submitted?
Aye.
Aye. No one opposed. So, citizens' comments. Anybody have any citizens' comments? We've had people in the cemetery, but interesting. Communications to the commission? None that I'm aware of.
No, other than just positive responses and reactions on social media from the stuff that was posted.
Okay. Events and public relations. I had a message from Dusty Spencer that they will be there with a fair-sized crew on Thursday, June 12th, and indicated we will start at 9, but they'll be there as long as we need them. So cemetery annual cleanup event. I would like to thank the mayor for showing up to help. We had Masons who came for the first time ever with some of their children, which was great.
Yeah, and I want to say that this is a younger crowd of Masons, and they want to come and start doing what they're supposed to be doing, and that's tending to their part of the cemetery. And they did come back the following Thursday and do some more work. And the lead guy said that they would be back at least once a month in the summers to keep it straight.
Good.
Yeah. Anybody else want to comment about cleanup day? I mean, overall, it looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
We did take down all of the flags and take down all of the wreaths because they're in the way for the mowers. And so we stacked them, and I called today to try and find out which Boy Scout group came and put flags out, and would they please come and get them, and the wreaths, and the same thing with the VFW. I just left a message. So.
With the Boy Scout Council?
Yeah, at the Boy Scout office.
Yeah, it was a younger Boy Scout, Cub Scouts, I think, came out and put them out.
With a lady but we don't know who it was. So, unfortunately, she theoretically was coming back to get the stuff, but it's like it doesn't get to stay there because the lawnmower has to go around.
Do we have a certain time, like if they haven't been picked up by a certain...
Well, within the week.
Well, then I pick them up.
Yeah.
then we end up with them for the whole next year.
Trying
in the shed.
In the shed, and it's just a mess.
Look, we don't have room. Say, if there's no space in there and they need to come here, let me know. We can find somewhere to put them.
Anyway, so, I mean, there was nice publicity in the newspaper, so that was good. Financial update, if you look to the back page. We have a couple of things. I don't know, maybe we should bring this up now. Janet and I have talked about this because we're out there raking and blowing and edging. Janet edged the entire
west
side of the cemetery today. Alex is the only person that's there. Hello. Nice to see you. There's an agenda there for you.
Traffic is...
Hey, Karen.
Karen, there's an agenda there for you at the table.
I'll get it for you, Karen.
Oh, I got it.
Is that we would like to know if it's possible to get some quotes from people that might be willing to do the lawn, take care of it. Because Alex literally cannot do it all. And there's just him. And there's not anybody else that's going to be there the whole summer. And Janet and I spent all day today there, literally. I mean, we came directly here, and all we got done is one side and part of...
No, one side.
Yeah, it wasn't even... It just, I mean...
Alex got one half of the other side moved.
But, I mean, it's just... So, I guess the question is it possible to get some bids? And we don't... I mean, I don't know if I go ask the mayor, I don't know who, but... We'd like to know because it seems I'm driving over here and they've got money to take care of this veterans thing out here and tear it all down and whatnot. They've got money to put bike lanes in the streets. And I'm like, wait a minute. We have a cemetery that doesn't have enough help to keep it just looking decent.
Yeah. Veterans Park, that's a borough one. The bike lanes, I don't know if that's a joint city, borough, state thing or whatever, but your point's pretty clear. I made a note here to ask Jeremiah. I know that there's certain levels of procurement if it's under a certain dollar amount in terms of if you have to get bids or if you can just go source that yourself.
I mean, we'd be more – the biggest thing is to find out what would it cost to ask several groups. I mean, we see them out and about with trucks and whatnot.
Landscaping businesses, you know what I mean.
And is it like just weekly –
Yeah, just stopping weekly keeping up with it. I mean,
yeah, because it'll be overgrown again next week.
Right.
I mean, seriously, that grass grew 10 inches in a week.
Right.
Right. And if you remember back in the day when Frank Turney was around, he was out there every single day.
Yeah.
And we, us three and whoever else shows up to volunteer, we just can't do that all summer.
I mean, I'm exhausted at this point, and so is Janet.
Yeah, I think there'll be a conversation first between.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why I'm asking.
Administration and department and whatnot. So, I'm in the office again tomorrow, so I'll be.
Okay. All right. Well, I just wanted to. I thought that was maybe the best place was because it's a financial update.
It could have an impact on that.
Yeah. Unfinished business.
Can I follow up on something from last meeting?
Yes.
Sorry to jump in. There had been a question about the acquiring monument orders.
Right.
Particularly because there are two that are almost the exact same amount.
Right.
And so I went back to find the records and confirm, you know, was it in fact two different orders and just a coincidence that they were the same? And they were two different orders. The reference they had from the company was one was referred to as summer 2024. That was the April order that we see, and then the other one was referred to as fall 2024. They both just happened to be 25 units, and the only that $100 difference was just simply creating and shipping. But yeah, confirmed that they were two different orders. We didn't pay twice on the same invoice.
All right, so our balance then is
that should be accurate.
$8,628.10 currently.
Correct. And I don't have any outstanding reimbursements or invoices that I'm aware of.
All right, because we'll need, yesterday, Amy and Janet and I took up, what, 8 or 10 markers that have sunk in the ground, and we lifted up the marker that was there, replaced it with a cement marker, and glued it down. And so we went through one tube, and Janet has 2 or 3 tubes.
Three,
we think. But we probably, because we have, when June 12th rolls around and we have all of these guys that are putting them in, and let me tell you, they get them in, and we will need more. And so I'm going to go and get more glue, but we will have that as an expense that's in there. The stuff that we don't, definitely do not need to get more pea gravel.
Yeah.
A little tiny, every once in a while, rock about the size of a quarter, maybe a little bit bigger, but would show up when we were doing it yesterday. But otherwise, they're just right size.
Yeah.
So that is a real savings. I mean, I'm delighted to know about that.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything else. Did you have anything else? Well, okay. Since Julie isn't here, we have all three at the cemetery right now. And when we have June 12th, Janet is going to start with the first top ones, which I think are 12 or 18, that we can see. Because I said it's ridiculous to lift those stones, rearrange them so that they're in tiers correctly and all this sort of stuff, and checking. So she's going to check that they are accurate, that we don't have any errors that came from querying, even though we sent them corrections. We never know. And we'll have, though, all 90 or whatever, however many we think there's 90. I there may be 100, because if you have 25 and 25, and we thought there 50. Was a 50, mm-hmm. that makes 100 of them to set. But we will get the squares to where to cut out for the guys and spray paint it on. And so Janet will need to get spray paint to do that with, and to do 100 of them, probably 3 or 4 cans at least, but
marking
them so that they know. So then, and she will then send those out with us and then go to the next set and know that we're doing them correct. But that's how we're going to work our way through the three sets of markers. And then I assume sometime by September that we'd have at least one list to go out. But at this point, we have very few because, again, we're busy. Anybody else have a comment about the querying monuments otherwise? Elks plot information. We have nothing. We don't know where the flash drive is. Maintenance repair of the cemetery gate. Jeremiah isn't on. They did put a lock, though, on the gate, we discovered. So there's not, you have to use the key code to get to unlock it. And they did repair, so it swings okay, right? Because Janet swung it yesterday.
Well, we were facing the gate from the street. The gate on the left is pretty tough to push open. The other one swings good, but that one's really hard. It wasn't that hard last year. So.
And it may just be that we need to have it sprayed with, I can't think of what that stuff is called. It's silicone, you know, that makes it work better. Mm-hmm. Not WD-40, but something else.
After our last meeting, I have an email thread from Jeremiah. You know, he had mentioned that they hadn't heard back from the contractor who had come out to take a look. And I said, you know, there was that offer from, was it National Association of Women in Construction, who were basically saying, how can we help? What can we do? That was the one that Jess, Desmond's sister, is in a leadership role with. So I said, if, you know, do you want that contact info in case you don't get any responses or quotes from contractors? And so he said, sure. So I passed that along. But that's the last I heard of that. So I don't have any other updates about the gate from him.
Okay. Anything else? Anybody? Cemetery tourist rack card. Jess isn't here.
I forwarded her just the combination, just a bullet point list of the input that was received from everyone who had responded. And even like the critical stuff that I think was important for her to see as someone who's newer to the commission to kind of get that feedback, constructive. And she took it all in and says she'll go back and kind of rehash it all out and see. I think she knew she wasn't going to be here at this meeting. She had conveyed that, I think, at the last meeting. She said she wouldn't be. And so I don't think there's any update on that for now. But yeah, I did pass along everything that those of you who had responded.
Okay. I mean, we've had people out there already that are tourists, obviously. Right. So
I don't think it's urgent. I think it's something that if she's going to put the time into, then consensus is we want it to be done right. Uh-huh. So she's happy to redo it.
Additional White Cross replacement.
Now we have more.
Yeah, I didn't know if you wanted that still. Yes. It was new business last month, so I kept it there.
We have two more broken ones. So
okay.
It's okay. We're just like, and we had a run-in with one of the Pioneer markers, too, where we think that it's salvageable, that it, if we can glue it down, it'll be okay.
It's okay.
But it is a...
The lawnmower hit it.
Yeah, the lawnmower hit it today, so... and I think that's...
First time he's ever done that.
Yeah. But he hit the one cross, right? Is that how it got brought this morning? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was yesterday.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we definitely have to replace some of them. But Tony and Harry have gotten them all in there, so it's really amazing.
And we have extras.
Yeah. So. Under new business placement of the Vachon information board, do you have the photos?
Is this what you were talking about?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They're just the two images? Okay.
All right. Here's my argument, and Amy and Janet have different opinions. First off, I don't think it ought to be up in the air because you only see the front of it if you are looking at the Vachon children. The other thing is that I don't think it should be up very high because of the mower.
Well, plus it just looks lost out there.
Yeah, it just looks lost. It's all like, what
pretty,
is that?
Oh, that's pretty short markers except for the big cross, but they just look weird out there.
Especially when you're any place but right at it. So my argument is that it should go right next to the marker there where I'm on the left and fairly low. They have a stick that's this high that they got to put it on. And I'm like, uh-uh. This doesn't make any sense.
When it's low like that, can you read it from a standing position or should you tilt it toward the sky a little bit more?
Was this photo from the Vachon family in Quebec?
Yeah.
This has to be very early, like right after it happened.
Yeah,
it was the monument that I saw that was broken had none of these small stones nor the other stones.
I know. That's our replacement stones. That's the commission stones. That's the ones we put down.
Because it shows that under the ground-penetrating radar that there's a body there.
Well, yes, but I'm just saying that when I first started my research, I can't remember the year now, but there was one cross that had
this right here, this thing.
The cross is gone.
It's gone.
Yes. Okay. I can't see that far.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what you're talking about where
well yes, yeah. but the
picture and the picture is on
the picture the, is one of the siblings, you know, she took it as an adult. So it is early 1900s. 20s or something.
I'll have to look at it more closely when I can actually see
Do you have the pictures on your phone?
The two pictures, the one on the left is the marker right behind, I mean the picture board right behind the Vachon marker. And the one on the right is Aldine standing back a few feet.
Okay.
She's not holding it up higher, which it kind of looks.
It just looks
like she stepped back a couple of feet.
Because it would, if we used what they have, this is where they would put it, like this. It doesn't make any sense out there with all the other graves. I mean,
it looks like a billboard on a highway.
Yeah. Yeah, it really sticks out there. It don't look good.
So we said, well, you can cut the pole down, but my argument was I felt it should be right. I think I like the lower part and up close, but again, it's just my opinion.
Well, we thought it might get less damage from the mowers.
Yeah, that's the other reason of it, because the one that in the right, I'm standing back about 3 feet.
Okay.
Right, and until you explain that in the email, I thought you were holding it higher.
Yeah, it does look that
way. But then when you see your feet, you can tell you're further behind.
Yeah, but the whole idea was, okay, so how do we, because it was right, it's supposed to be the same height, basically.
You have to accommodate the mower. There's no way. I mean, you have to.
Yeah, because.
But like I said, instead of straight up and down, if it's lower, can you read it from the standing position? Me wearing glasses, no, I cannot. You would have to tilt it or put the sign higher.
I don't understand. You wouldn't get closer to
if
look
it's,
at it?
If it's up and down, but only 2 feet off the ground, how are you going to see it? Can you tilt it a little bit, or is it already on the pole?
It's on the pole straight. But the issue is, if you're looking at it, you'd be standing right in front. You'd be standing right here. I mean, you can see it really well. I mean, it's like that big.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's big.
It's a big sign. I mean, it was hard to hold it, to put it mildly, because it's so heavy. But you'd be standing right here and kind of looking so you could understand what the whole deal was.
And the mount on the back, there's
just
no way to tilt it.
Yeah, there's no way to tilt it. But
it's still pretty low to the ground, though. Can you go a little bit higher than that?
Well, when you're there on Tuesday, we'll get it back out and you could see.
Okay.
And I paint marked where the other one goes. Might disappear
with the mower.
Yeah, I saw your paint.
Is George okay?
He let me know he had to leave for a commitment. I think at 5:30. But just for the record, we've had Karen did join at 5:09, so our quorum is still intact.
But that's basically what we're talking about, because we have those two signs. The other sign, felt like if you walk on the road, it's the sign that shows what the cemetery looked like long ago. I don't know, did he just bring you pictures to look at? No.
I can't remember.
No, just now. What did Colt just give you?
Oh, book.
The book. I thought maybe he had photos of them.
No.
Anyway, the other one is a picture that Julie had made that has what the cemetery looked like long ago, before it was really damaged, before the flood for sure.
Right.
But anyway, and so there's a bunch of pictures and a little description and everything, and it goes on a tall post, but it's along the road. Probably 10 feet past the kiosk on the opposite side. It's right out from, what's her name that's in the bushes? I'm just blank. But anyway, so it will look like towards the general section. So you get an idea of what the cemetery used to look like. But that one will go on a post that's like that high. Mm-hmm. It kind of mimics how the road is, because we've got the kiosk facing the road, and we just felt there wasn't really any place to put it on that side of the road. It made better sense to put it on the other side.
Yeah.
The opposite, the opposite. Kiosk.
Yeah, the big kiosk. But our concern is we marked it, Janet marked it with paint, and if the mower mows it, then they won't be able to find it. So, anyway.
Okay. I can read.
Yeah, we can review it, but anyway. Cemetery ground maintenance. It's frustrating that Jeremiah is not here because we have all kinds of concerns. But maybe we could just start listing them, and then we'll come back to them as unfinished business the next time, and you can let Jeremiah know.
Yeah, if you here for the recording, if you want, can just list them off, bullet point, and that'll help me.
We're just going to have bullet points. We're going to start with why is the mower used without the grass catcher at the back? Since it sits in there and takes up space, and we can't get around, and then I spent at least 2 hours just, and so did Janet, raking grass. And I'm only talking about five tiers. There's all the rest of the whole cemetery that still needs to be raked. You could put up the pictures of the, right there, that is just one example of how much grass got raked up right there.
See that row of grass?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this, the other thing is,
this whole thing, this whole black line right here, was like this, and it was, I mean, I filled five bags full of, just out of that.
Are these pictures so cloudy because we have the lights on, or are they kind of,
We can.
Yeah, maybe we can dim them.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Okay, great.
Okay,
Thank you very much.
Is all just grass. I mean, and that's only like five, six tiers the side road. Can you go to one of the look at the grass on this kind of stuff.
And that's what it throws
one.
Grass, and then that's what causes our markers
to
start sinking.
I mean, it's like ridiculous. Why don't they use the bagger? That's the first thing.
Did they use baggers in past years, or has this been an ongoing? Is this new this year?
No,
a new problem?
This isn't a new problem.
Not a new problem.
It's not a new problem. Okay. When Frank did it, it was always picked up.
Okay. He used a bag.
He used a bagger with his own
push mower.
Push mower.
It would be so much easier on everybody if you could just bag the clippings, and then you're not having to rake them up.
You don't have the seeds.
And you don't have to, I have to go and blow the markers off because Jeff wouldn't allow it when he was here. I don't know what Potter cares, but I go out there and blow them off, or else, it causes sedimentation on top of the markers, and that's why they get buried over time,
And the other issue is the grass that stays on it, and when it does get wet, it makes the markers less readable because they get stained. They get dirt on them. I mean, that grass turns stuff green when it's wet and it just sits there. Anyway, so that's the first thing. Second thing is keeping weed and feed on to get rid of some of the dandelions. But if we got it bagged, hopefully we wouldn't have all of these fuzzies spread every single week, which doesn't help matters.
Because a dandelion, when you chop it, every little piece makes a new dandelion. Mm. So if you bag it, it's not spreading back out onto the lawn.
They've been pretty good about picking up the garbage that we leave at the side of the fence. Last year it was a problem. Sometimes it would sit there 2 or 3 weeks. And it's like, anyway. Unfortunately, I didn't get home to get my list. Janet and I made a list yesterday. Can you think of things, Amy, that we wanted to comment about?
Here's the other one you had sent.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
That's just one set of that's a set of graves. It's just horrendous.
Are there actually different kinds of grass in this cemetery?
Well, there is now. There's a bunch of brown grass out there that
we don't know
we've
what
never
it is.
Seen before, but it's covering the cemetery.
We don't know what
well,
it is.
Some places it's much more spongy. I mean,
yes. We have no idea because some of it, remember, there was dirt put in back in the 80s. I mean, I've read the articles from the News Miner that they dumped dirt out there. And Janet and I still wonder if they didn't cover up some people's graves. But anyway, I'm sure that they seeded it at that point when they dumped those many tons of dirt out there that they spread. So I don't know. I mean,
I'm sure there's different types. I mean,
yeah.
9 years of running Fairbanks Youth Soccer, 52 acres of grass maintenance, it's not, it would be more surprising if it was the same grass across the entire mm-hmm. cemetery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I weed-eated a bunch of bird vetch today.
Oh, yeah, I know. The vetch. I don't know. It's just, you just got to keep at that because you can't get rid of it. I know there was a whole list of things.
Well, we have carpenter ants.
I remember the
oh,
ants.
Yeah, carpenter ants.
I think Alex, it was either last year or year before last, treated.
2 years ago, yeah.
I was blowing off a marker the other day and a piece of the concrete, it's an old marker, just kind of fell off. It's all cracked. And it looked like a flipping horror movie of ants coming out of there. I mean, there was like a zillion. And, when we were digging yesterday to put new pads down, there were ants.
In every single one of them. I sprayed them with the stuff I had.
And I'm worried they're in those
trees.
Especially the spruce trees, and those spruce trees are going to fall over. Those ants will carve out the whole inside of them.
Another issue is the water. Jeremiah told me in a text, well, that Golden Heart Utilities hadn't gotten back to him. He had asked for it to be turned on. I finally got an answer about 3:00 this afternoon that it wouldn't happen until sometime next week, maybe Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, maybe Thursday. And I said, well, I was not a happy camper. I said, I would like to have a notice that it's turned on June 1. And she said, well, we have to put a meter on there every time so that we can tell how much water gets used. And which that's fine. But the point is that to me, they ought to have this. This should be happening June 1st every year because I'm trying to plant out there. It means I have to take my truck, load all the water from my house, take it over there, water. And this is every day. Because they need water if it's not raining.
The flowers and the planters.
Yeah, it's for the flowers and the planters.
How many spigots are over there?
There's a bunch of them.
Well, every opener, it's a concrete thing, has two spigots. And so you go by where they're at by the planters. We don't even use all of them because they're not close. I just have a short hose, and I can fill the water cans and just walk, like across.
Probably at least every 20 feet
yeah.
along the main
road. Made the road, yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're
underground. We
yeah.
have to pull the covers off.
And then you have to hook up the hose, and then you have to turn the faucet on there to get the water out. Anyway, so I was not very happy about having to do this because we got to get plants in there. Janet bought plants, and they've got to be planted. They're well past their prime to begin with, in the sense that they're root bound.
I have the mowing, weeds, ants, and water as the short version of the bullet points.
Yep.
And I'll summarize more when I transcribe the meeting minutes.
It's okay, but I'm trying to think because I think there's something else too. But I'm trying to think through. I mean, I had like 7 or 8 things on the list. So I'm not quite sure.
And I want to be clear that we're not complaining. We just want it to be easier for everybody.
Yeah.
And just, you know, why can't we bag? I mean, there may be a reason. I don't know. But we just wanted some.
Well, I think the reasoning is going to be manpower and money.
Bagging is definitely a lot, but if it's either being left as they mow over it, just straight down clippings, or it's being discharged. And so if it's a side discharge situation, then the request could then just be, can we at least discharge away from
there isn't any way to do that.
There isn't any
in a lot of these areas, you're right, there isn't. So, I don't know.
I mean, but the point is that bagger has sat there ever since they got the mower, and it just takes up half the space in the shed.
Well, a lot of times, having bought many of those mowers over those years in the old job, they just come with. Whether you plan on using them ever, when you buy them, they usually come with the baggers. So yeah, we had 5 or 6 just sitting in a Connex, taking up space.
Well, and it has to be a rear bag.
Yeah.
Can't. On the side, so.
But we can move on. I'll try and remember look at my list at home and send it to you, okay, when I get home tonight. What's the next thing? I can't see this.
Open agenda.
Open agenda.
Open agenda. Do we have anything for open agenda?
Well, I do. I have a comment. I'm wondering, as we're sitting here talking, if we can't talk to someone at the chamber, and if people come into the Chamber of Commerce, that they can't have a list of the committee members so that they could email or contact anyone if they had relatives that they were coming up here specifically to do research on. And I don't know if the archives is just opened by appointment, so I don't know how much help they would be, but people do come up here looking for relatives, and I'm wondering if we aren't missing.
We've got signs on the kiosk that say to contact the city clerk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We don't want our phone numbers and emails out in the public.
But if they go into the chamber that first, which they used to do on First Avenue.
They don't do it now at all.
Yeah, I think all signs will point towards us and our website. And we have the similar when people will contact us about things that aren't city related. And so we've got our own like handy cheat sheet of if someone's calling about this, then, and I think these other agencies do the same in terms of if it's this, you know, direct them to the city. If it's this, direct them to Explore Fairbanks, direct them to the borough if it's parks related. And so, I think a lot of the agencies here in town are pretty good about keeping that their own,
I mean, Explore Fairbanks has been very good about even publicizing things about the cemetery. And if they, because they have our cards as well, but they, on their website, they've got stuff about us. And like when we had cleanup day, they had notice about that.
Yeah. And so if someone wants to reach out on the city's website, they can send a message that actually goes to all of you. They don't have to go through me.
Mm-hmm.
But we have, when we send out our messages, not in here, just in my inbox. It's so dark now.
Would you like me to turn the light back on?
I'm okay, no.
And most people who are doing research are going to, at some point, go to the Find a Grave website.
Oh, yes.
And it also says on there to contact the city clerk or city of Fairbanks.
Right.
So... I mean,
yeah, so, and that email that they'll send it to, it's kind of hard to see from here, but it's a long one, but it's claystreetcemeterycommission@fairbanks.us. So mm-hmm. you can see the members here. If someone was to email this, which is available on the website,
mm-hmm.
it will go to all...
Everybody.
Everybody here.
Okay.
And depending on what kind of message, you know, they're sending, it could be something where an individual member would be like, ooh, that's up my alley. And sometimes we have had just general inquiries that come, and sometimes there are very specific ones, but it's been a while.
And on the kiosk, we have the Genealogy Society little handout, too.
I'm sorry?
On the kiosks, we have the Fairbanks Genealogy Society number two that oftentimes Amy gets.
Amy.
I mean, they're pretty, if somebody's looking for stuff, they're pretty good about getting in touch with us.
It's pretty easy to get in touch with us.
But I'm really curious at this point when you say it, because the chamber at one point, after it moved out of the log cabin, was down on Cushman's. Where is it now?
Well, I thought it was, the last I knew, it was across the street from Gambardella's, which is now Salty's, in that little parking lot there. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's in the ground level of the Key Bank building downtown. So
is it now?
Between first and second, and just right there on Cushman.
I couldn't tell.
We don't even know how the tourists know where
it is. Yeah, we don't even know how the tourists would know how it is, because I don't know.
Yeah, so just diagonal from Bobby's. That's where, you're talking about chamber conference? Yeah, their office is just catty-corner from Bobby's. If you walk out their door.
You just don't hear about them much anymore.
No, but it is rubber ducky ticket season, so.
Right.
Yeah. All right, anything else?
Chamber.
I mean, did that answer your question, Karen, basically?
Yeah,
I don't think people have any.
It did answer my question, but my brain is still 30 years behind what we're doing now, mm-hmm. even though we're doing it. It's
like, for example, too, just the other day, an ancestor from Sweden who's related to somebody buried at Clay Street messaged me through Find a Grave, because I'm the manager of the memorial.
Right.
And I added a photo of the guy.
Right.
And she messaged me directly. So.
Right. That's excellent. Yes, yeah. For sure.
I see why you said that, because I can hardly see it.
Yeah.
The light's on now. Yeah. That's so funny. Sorry.
The only other open agenda item I had is just confirming that the two commission seats that I think were up, terms expiring this summer, mm-hmm. Julie and Janet had both submitted the, I saw the confirmation that you had submitted your application for reappointment, so that should be coming before the mayor and the council just for the ceremonial rubber stamping.
So we're planning to meet the 2nd of July, is that?
That's according to the regular schedule of meetings.
And
yeah.
I mean, does anybody, is who's going to be here and who's not? I mean,
I don't leave until the 4th.
I'll be here. Too.
Yeah, I mean, I'll so I think it's
that's
an okay
good.
To have the meeting.
Yeah, it's okay for me, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We will adjourn. It's 5:45.
Next meeting, July 2nd. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Janet and I are going back to plant. I'm going to go get water, and we're going to go back and plant plants. So,
I guess George left us.